It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A new musical set in West Virginia in the 20s is in the works.
It's a heartbreaking story about, you know, losing people that you love and the struggle that Americans went through years ago to get us to the place that we're at now. And I think it's something that I think everyone should see.
A musical about coal mining. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia Public Theater is hosting professional actors and musicians this week in Morgantown. They're rehearsing a new musical based on a novel about life in the coal camps of southern West Virginia, leading up to the historic Battle of Blair Mountain. As Glennis Board reports, the authors and musicians aim to highlight the sacrifices that laid the groundwork for the modern labor movement.
Storm clouds are gathering, angry and dark, and hell is in every direction. We'll raise the devil until lightning sparks and we're storming heaven.
The musical is based on the 1987 novel Storming Heaven by West Virginia native Denise Giardina. Artistic director of the West Virginia Public Theater, Jerry McGonigal, learned about the musical being developed through Giardina and negotiated to bring it during early development to West Virginia.
As the artistic director, it's really important to me that we do theater that is vital and important to West Virginians.
The novel and the musical are set in southern West Virginia, leading up to the largest labor uprising in U.S. history in 1921, the Battle of Blair Mountain.
There are a lot of things that spoke to me personally about this story.
Peter Davenport is co-authoring the musical.
I'm from Flint, Michigan, so I get the whole union thing, and I get when an industry leaves a town, how devastating it is. I wanted to pay my respects to not just the people of West Virginia, but to those people in the United States upon whose backs, you know, the industry and this country has been built.
The musical revolves around a key character in the novel, Carrie.
You don't understand what it takes for a man to get ahead in today's
world. Oh, go to church if you want to preach.
Will you two stop it? Carrie, help me finish getting everything ready.
He just don't like being in a house with two women who can't boss him around like he does his minors.
Co-author Katie Blake began writing the musical about 6 years ago. She explains Carrie is a coal camp nurse caught in a love triangle.
That drama is set against the backdrop of the mine wars that are happening in West Virginia at the time. She's an educated woman trying to find her place in the world, which it mirrors the struggle of the miners trying to figure out their place in the world as well and have a voice and have certain rights.
Blake is herself a singer-songwriter. She's working with other musical professionals like country western musician Tracy Lawrence. Lawrence took a break from touring this week to join Blake and Davenport in Morgantown to work on the musical.
It's a fascinating story. It's a heartbreaking story about, you know, losing people that you love and the struggle that Americans went through years ago to get us to the place that we're at now. And I think it's very appropriate. It's something that I think everyone should see to get an understanding of the sacrifices that were made by the people that came before us.
The musical is still being developed. Student actors and professionals employed with West Virginia Public Theater have been rehearsing for a public staged reading to get a sense of how the musical is shaping up.
Storm clouds are gathering, angry and dark, and hell is in every direction. We'll raise the devil until lightning sparks, and we're storming heaven. We're storming heaven.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board.
Graduate students from the University of Pennsylvania are looking for a solution to the complex water infrastructure challenges facing underserved communities in places like southern West Virginia. As part of their solutions-driven project, a team of six students visited McDowell County to tour the water plants. Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly has more.
On a rainy, chilly fall day, the research team and I leave from a hotel lobby in Princeton, West Virginia. It takes us about an hour to get to the Elkhorn Water Plant. Outside, water from an old coal mine flows swiftly down the mountain. This is the source of tap water for this district. Operators tell me it's good water that, while treated, doesn't require an intense process like reverse osmosis to get it ready for the tap. The graduate students are trying to get a handle on the context and history of the water systems in the region.
So much of the problem is tied to the context, the historical context, the geographic context.
Carl Rusick is one of the students in the Master of Environmental Studies program at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's hard for someone who's not from the area to kind of get their head around some of the challenges faced, you know, in all those respects without really having a chance to see the area.
Carl and other graduate students listened to a local representative of the public service district explain the massive challenges they have in maintaining these small water systems.
It was a nightmare, really.
Jared Brewster explains that a lot of these systems have been in disrepair for over 50 years, and so just getting these systems up and running properly would cost millions of dollars and years of work. Those same challenges face water systems in rural communities all over the United States, to some degree. But as graduate student Carl Rusick notes, the problems facing coal country are worse than most. He grew up in a coal town in Pennsylvania.
I think a lot of the it's a lot of the demographic challenges and a lot of the socioeconomic challenges are very similar to where I grew up. One of the differences is when the mines did shut down in the 50s, there was still enough economic critical mass that the communities could survive a little longer. I mean, they're hollowing out just like, you know, small towns all over the country are hollowing out, but it's not quite as geographically isolated as, you know, parts of Central Appalachia.
The team is first working to identify where existing mechanisms fall short. Replacing infrastructure is not cheap, and sometimes paying higher bills or writing a grant in a tiny community just aren't options.
You know, there are a lot of people doing some very hard work and some very good work. They're just, you know, as just the existing toolkit is not built to handle some of these problems because they're just not the scale necessarily, the number of people involved, the number of customers to be able to support kind of, you know, how these projects are funded in other parts of the country.
Another graduate student working with Carl is Mavish Ilyas. She says visiting the region provides an opportunity for the students to connect some of their studies to the people it could possibly impact.
And it just diversified our understanding of the problem. Like, this is a diverse issue, but at the same time, you know, we have so many opportunities. So we have the opportunity of leveraging funding, starting meaningful conversations with the communities, introducing technology and creating jobs. And we had this very interesting conversation with the mayor of North Fork.
North Fork is a town in McDowell County that's been on a boil water advisory for years. The advisory will end when the system is replaced or there's another solution put in place.
And, you know, it just showed that the local administrative bodies, they're willing to become a part of the solution. And, you know, they were so welcoming when they heard about our project and, you know, they were like, just propose anything to us and we will be more than happy to consider it. And I think that was very encouraging.
The goal is to come up with suggestions for community leaders in southern West Virginia. Students hope that specific solutions for this region could inspire water infrastructure solutions in other rural communities.
This would serve as a baseline study. I'm sure there are a lot of research papers and articles out there, but nothing has been consolidated to this level.
The team is still compiling the results. It's not clear when those will be available.
That was Jessica Lilly, host of Inside Appalachia. You can hear this story and more about water infrastructure in southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky on the next episode. The show airs Sunday mornings at 6 or Sunday evenings at 7. You can also subscribe to the podcast at wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:53. Freezing rain in the southeast this morning, cloudy skies today. There's a chance of light snow or rain with highs in the 30s and low 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. A chance of rain or snow tomorrow. There's a winter storm watch Saturday through Sunday morning for areas in the northern and eastern panhandles. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by West Virginia University Magazine, telling the story of how more college students in West Virginia are learning Chinese and discovering new opportunities for their futures. Online at wvumag.wvu.edu. Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week is Southern Gothic, the title track from Taminsky's 2017 release. The album is an artistic departure from a new group led by bluegrass mainstay Dan Taminsky, which incorporates drum loops and electronics for a modernized roots sound. The group debuted new material from the album on the Mountain Stage in Morgantown this past January.
Ooh. Ooh. Blackbird on the old church steeple, Spanish moss hanging in the setting sun. Every house has got a Bible and a loaded gun. We got preachers and politicians. Around here it's kinda hard to tell which one is gonna do more talking with the crooked tongue. This town's got the good Lord shaking his head, looking down, thinking we ain't heard a word he said, a word he said. Baptized in Southern Gothic, in the garden of good and evil, the devil right here, who would've thought? In a town full of God-fearing people, dogs and deadbolts guard the night. Nothing left to do but kneel and pray. We got a church on every corner, so why does heaven feel so far away? Sin. Every drunk in town can sing a brown bag hymn. Good fences make good neighbors. Good neighbors make good lovers too. When your man ain't home, any man will be. High on homegrown, smoking that brimstone. Mama ain't stopping, popping that cotton. No happy ever after, waiting on the rapture now. Baptized in Southern Gothic, in the garden of good and evil. The devil right here, who would have thought it? In a town full of God-fearing people, dogs and deadbolts guard the night. Nothing left to do but kneel and pray. We got a church on every corner, so why does heaven feel so far away?
Southern Gothic, our Mountain Stage Song of the Week. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.